Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 6th of April. I'm Paul White. I have decided and made the decision this past week as we were closing the book of Zechariah on the day-to-day or verse-by-verse study here on the podcast that I would take a few days as sort of a buffer, maybe even a bridge, between where we have been and where we are going. It seems appropriate to me to do that in life in general. Take a look back at where you were, so that you can have a good idea about where you should go and don't miss where you are. Well, where we've been is Zechariah, and we've been there for about 3 months off and on, working our way through that book. And where we are going is still up in the air. It's still something I'm listening for. Some people think that's maybe a little crazy. What do you need to listen for? Just do what you want. And I appreciate the whole do what you want. Believe me, I believe we could take any book. The Holy Spirit wouldn't say, oh no, let's don't do that book. We could do whatever we want to do as far as the next book that we study. But I want to be in one, A, that I feel excited about at the moment, and B, that I think is conducive to the format. You know, for instance, if you were to tackle something like the book of Psalms, well, you'd never get done. We would be there for the duration of the DDP. If this thing went 20 more years, I could be in Psalms. So you know, of course, you got to put some parameters. But my point is, I want it to be something that we can do and that is beneficial to everybody, myself included. Why do I say that I want to be excited about it? Shouldn't I say that I'm excited about every book? Well, I would, if I was putting on a mask for you so that you would think I was super spiritual and in love with every angle of the Bible. The reality is I enjoy Bible study immensely. I love the journey, the verse-by-verse journey. I am not excited about every single book in a verse-by-verse format, and I would have to really try to get up emotionally, so to speak, for some books. And so maybe that's admitting too much, but that's me. And it's okay, I think, for you to believe that in your own walk too. For instance, I have done a verse by verse in Hebrews in the past at our church in Missouri years ago, and I had so much fun with it that it really enforced in me that was a special part of the gift God had given me to go verse by verse. That study in Hebrews was not the first verse by verse I had ever done, but it was the one that was most effective in shaping my own opinion. And so I walked away and thought, if you went into a book and you were excited about it and you dug in, you could have it shape your opinion. Almost from that point on in the DDP, we've done that. Book after book after book. We've covered almost all of Paul's epistles. We've covered Acts, we've covered Romans. We even went verse by verse through John's gospel on the DDP sometime like 15, 16. And now I'm doing the same thing in a group setting on a Tuesday night, verse by verse through the book of John, and taking my time and having an immense amount of fun with that. And learning more than I can process, to be honest with you. And definitely learning more than I can turn over and regurgitate to the audience or package it. That's probably a cleaner way of saying that, to the audience. So my encouragement to you today is, I know it sounds like I'm just taking up a space, but I thought it would be kind of cool to talk about my thought process, because maybe it releases some of you from the obligations of Bible study, like, oh, I've got to go to this book next. First of all, we don't have to read left to right. I do think it's beneficial to do that once in a while, to take your Bible and go left to right. There's a particularly interesting thing that occurs when you do that. But I don't think it's necessary. I don't think you have to do it. I'm not a big fan of just cherry picking verses in Bible study. You know, just flop the Bible open and point. I've had that be effective for me, but it's rare. I think context is king, and so you want to look at everything that's going on in the text and in the context. And to do that, you have to broaden your horizons a little bit. You have to pull back so that you see pre-verses and post-verses and all of the context. As you've heard me say before, if you take the text out of its context, you're simply left with con. And although that might be a bit melodramatic, the truth, I think, is somewhere near there. You are being conned a little bit about what the author was trying to do. So if I think if I can tell you that I look for one to excite me and I look for a reason to jump in so that I can learn, maybe you're released to realize you should maybe do the same thing in your study, wherever you are in your personal Bible study, and that can be, it can be anywhere and for any reason, maybe you are released from the obligation of, I have to do a chapter today, I have to do 10 chapters a day, I have to run all these words in the Hebrew or run all these words in the Greek. Those things can be beneficial, but don't do them out of legalism. Don't do them out of obligation. I would say this on top of it. I do appreciate greatly self-discipline to improve one's abilities. So there are things I do, like I make myself read every day, okay? It doesn't have to be the Bible. I'm almost every day of my life, my Bible gets opened for one reason or the other, either to just read or to study or to take notes or to run a reference or to look up a scripture someone's asking about pretty much every day. But I don't just mean that. I make it a point, this is just a personal thing, to read every single day, fiction, nonfiction, biography, theology, those are my four categories. I try to always have one of each one of those categories going in book form because I find them valid, I find them entertaining, informative, and I try to broaden my horizons and not only read one genre and one thing. Now, that's a personal thing. I added to that, I don't write every day. I'm not disciplined enough yet. That's on me. So I did a you must write an essay edition for the podcast every month. Those are between 1,500 and 2,200 words. I'm the only one that put that restriction on me. I might be the only one in the world that cares. But I do it because it's a personal thing. I want to encourage you. I think it is good to have those personal goals. And if you have some of them in regards to Bible study, that's fine as well. So maybe you're saying, I want to get into the Bible and I want to understand it. And to do that, I'm going to read 5 chapters a day. And I'm going to start right here. And I'm going to do it come hell or high water, as they say. I honor that. I say, well, congratulations, you've made a decision in your life to improve yourself. Perhaps you're making a decision to improve your ability to read. Maybe you should read those chapters out loud. Maybe you should read those chapters out loud and ask yourself questions about them. Maybe you should do all of that and write down your response. Maybe you should do all of that and then set for 30 minutes and think about everything you read. Maybe you should find someone else in your life that you can talk to about those chapters. These are all good ways of self-improvement. Let's not back off because we're grace people from self-improvement. Let us back off from self-righteousness. Let us back off from thinking we can earn favor, from thinking we can earn anointing, from thinking we can earn positioning. We can't. If you decide to make an improvement in your ability to read or your ability to love your neighbor or your ability to communicate, all of those things will make your little world better. None of those things will make you righteous. When you confuse the two, then you're in trouble. Okay, today was one of those good bridge days. May bring you another one tomorrow. I got a lot of stuff I can talk about. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.